The Doubter by Claes Johansen, narrated by Antonio Akil for Saga.
Part 1.
Homecoming. The train moved in a straight line out through the Copenhagen suburbs. Scrubbed clean this morning, practically silent, with stops at all stations. With a diverted fart, as when you grab your buttocks and ease them apart, the door slid open whenever someone took hold of the shiny little handles and gave them a nudge. Outside the windows, the same atmosphere prevailed. It felt like being caught inside a soap bubble, gliding along. The advertisements on the posters between the compartments encouraged you to drink beer. Be jolly with your jolly cola. Fry your food in Lurpak. A few hours earlier, everything had been different. I had rumbled along deep down beneath London in a dirty, noisy, overcrowded tin box. Down there, you had to bow your head to get in and out, and you would constantly reach for something solid. Now, that was a recollection from a previous life. Now I was home again. Everything I had experienced over the last year was fading into the background, transforming into a dream full of foreign smells. Could I have fallen asleep somewhere between Hillard and Holt and dreamt it all? That seemed the most plausible explanation for my frame of mind. Still, it was only now, after I had supposedly woken up again, that I really felt like a sleepwalker. There was a sound of rattling bottles a little behind me to the right, and a female voice said, "Cheers, Inger." I half turned in my seat and saw two women, each clutching a bottle of Carlsberg Gold. One of them looked to be in her early 20s, the other in her mid-40s. I gathered from their conversation that they were mother and daughter-in-law. They each took a swig and dried their lips and exhaled, "Ah." A couple of seats from them sat a man of around 30, dressed in a heavy buttoned-up overcoat. He was shorter than me, with newly washed hair and a beard. I thought he looked like one of the staff members at a school where I'd once worked as a supply teacher, but it wasn't the same man. This one stared hard at the two women. Then he raised his black umbrella and slammed it into the seat in front of him. "Kusse," he shouted, using the most widespread local vaginim. The women laughed. "Looking for something?" He half rose, his fist clenched around the umbrella handle. Then he slammed it four times into the seat in front of him with a double strength. "Kusse." "You're getting off at Glostrup," said the younger woman. "Bus 141 goes straight to the back entrance of Nordvang." This was the famous mental hospital. She looked at the older woman. "Am I right or am I right?" "Cheers, Inger." She was right. The umbrella man got off in Glostrup. The rest of us continued. I got off in Elbeslund. Went down the stairs, out through the tunnel, then up again. "Long time no see," Leif said. "How may I help you?" "Two fried ones," I said. "No, make it three."
"Three fried sausages? You're hungry."
"Yes, it's been a long time. I've been away for more than a year." "Good Lord," he said. "Has it been that long?"
"So you've been travelling around or something?"
"In a way, yes."
"I see. Out taking a look at the big world. Any buns?"
"Two buns, Leif."
"You haven't missed much. I'm fed up with people, you know? They come here and all they do is moan. If it isn't the weather, it's something else. If it isn't too hot, it's too cold. I tell them, for God's sake, calm down. One day you'll get cancer or a stroke or something. Then you'll be looking back on this and thinking, Christ, those were the days. Bit of the French stuff?
Please. And a drop of the strong stuff too."
"Sure.
Just a drop.
And a chilled jolly cola."
"Sorry, no chilled jollies at the moment. He's only just been here. They're still lukewarm."
"Then give me a lukewarm one."
I received my three toasted sausages and the rolls. I washed them down with jolly cola. It all tasted like dust in my throat. Everything felt unreal.
"Jolly," I whispered.
"What?"
"Nothing."
I put my bottle back on the counter and looked to the right, out through the plexiglass window. The street streamed towards me like a river, with the railway on one side and the long yellow prison wall on the other.